Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stephen's Good Day Radio program. Doug is not here. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm here. I'm Jay Kirshner. James Collins is here in Texas playing the music. DJ Jazzy James.
And it's a season when you hear Mariah.
It is.
I mean, that's, yeah. You know, Thanksgiving's over. The Christmas trees are out. Here we go.
It's official. Although, can we give have a moment of acknowledgement for the people who did they bought those 20 feet tall skeletons for Halloween and decided to go ahead and keep them up and incorporate them into their Christmas decoration?
Oh, I have those people in my neighborhood. There's a house that does crazy, intricate Halloween decorations. And instead of taking them down, they just throw some Santa hats on the skeletons. And they usually around like Easter time. That's when they actually get to taking down Halloween.
I mean, go for it. I like the putting the Santa hats on. I've seen some people that kind of make them turn them around so it looks like they're stringing up the lights on the houses and everything. And people are getting good this year with their decorations. I definitely noticed while we were trick-or-treating, it was like trick-or-treating was just wrapping up and some people were already pulling down all of their Halloween decorations, and by the next day their Christmas decorations were already up. But I've noticed that there are more and more homes that are almost competing with each other of doing the full out lights display. There's one house nearby that has a kind of rendition in lights of, what is it, over the river and through the woods? Is that how it goes to grandmother's house we go?
Yeah.
And they have blue lights just strung across the yard.
That's cool.
Straight up on the grass. And it looks really neat. And then I'm seeing a lot of, like, all different colors of lights. You have lights people are decorating way more for Hanukkah than I've ever seen, which is awesome. I see a lot of the Kwanzaa colors. You're seeing a lot of the candy cane stripe lights, which I am typically, like, give me soft white or bust. That's what I like. But I am really liking a lot of these, like, red and soft white candy cane colors.
Yeah, that's a really good one. I love the ones like not in my neighborhood, but there are neighborhoods around Southern California that go like all out. Like they're on the Christmas light fight on ABC. And there's a community outside of Pasadena that does this, like, I think it's called Hastings Ranch or something. And they've even got the houses doing light displays and you put you put something on in your radio. You turn on 98.5 or something like that. And it does the Christmas music in your car. And that is choreographed to the lights flashing around you, which is really cool.
That's really neat. I've noticed a lot of people have QR codes set up in their front yard now.
And so
it's like,
scan.
Guess how many lights we have. Yeah, and if you guess correctly, you'll get a $50 gift card to somewhere. And am I of that age where I'm like, I'd rather guess your electric bill than how many lights you have?
I know. Like, you don't have to give me anything. I just need to know that this is keeping you.
How are
you paying for this?
Yeah. Before we get too far removed from Thanksgiving, we definitely have to discuss the leftover situation. How long is too long to continue eating leftovers?
Starting to get too long right now.
Too long right now?
I think it's starting to get too long right now. I mean, it depends. Like, if you've got, like, some rolls that still look okay, probably fine. But I don't know, meat in the refrigerator, what, 5 days
But look at people who meal prep, who will meal prep on a Sunday, and they eat they eat those leftovers for the rest of the week. And that's, let's be real, that's what meal prepping is. If you are just prepping the food but you haven't cooked it yet,
leftovers.
That's the kind of meal prep I can get behind. But when you are actually cooking it and then itemizing it out, that's a lot of leftovers. But also, I ate my last round of leftovers yesterday, and I'm pretty sure that I smell like turkey gravy and stuffing. Like, it's just seeping out of my pores at this point.
Coming
worth
out of the
it
pores
entirely.
Well,
I'm
how many
detox,
times?
But good.
How many times have you had the leftovers?
Twice a day. Lunch.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not just sick of it?
Oh, I am entirely. Like, now I am. And it's one of those things, I think that I eat so much of it because I know I'm probably not going to eat it for another year, or I don't even want to eat it for another year. So I'm just like, yeah, getting it all in.
Yeah, I get sick of leftovers. I'm not the best leftover person. I don't know. I don't even take, usually if I take stuff home from a restaurant because I don't want to waste it, I like pawn it off on my parents or something like that. Because like my dad is a leftover guy. He loves leftovers. But, yeah, not for me. Like, once I've had it, I feel like it's out of the system. Although I did have turkey, I think, twice, maybe three times.
Well, and some of it, like with restaurant leftovers, I'm the same way. I don't really eat a lot of leftovers from a restaurant unless it's something that I can make for breakfast the next morning. Like, I can get behind that. But half the time, the reason I take leftovers home is because somebody else offered to pay and I feel rude not
finishing
a plate. But you also think about, like, yeah, we feel rude not finishing our plate, but the portions are massive.
It's
like,
huge.
Who can?
But then I feel bad wasting, which is why I always pretend. Like, I take it home and then I'm like, oh, maybe I'll eat it, and then I never eat it.
Yeah. Or you package it up and then you leave it on the table because you quote unquote forgot. Where are my leftovers?
Just leave the bag sitting there.
Mm-hmm. So today's Cyber Monday. Did you do any shopping over the weekend, Jen?
Oh, my gosh. Pretty much. I talked to you on Friday. Other than that, I pretty much got my shopping almost done on Friday. So I just cozied into the couch, did almost all of it online. I still have a few people to buy for, but by and large, pray for my banking account because they all came out in one big chunk on Friday. How about you? Did you do cyber shopping?
I did. Well, I have a little bit. I did do a little bit of cyber shopping over the weekend, and I am appreciative that Cyber Monday is no longer just a one day. You have to wait for Monday.
I know.
You can do things. I did go Black Friday shopping. It's one of our family traditions that there's this one mall we always go to on Black Friday. So I am about 85% done, I would say.
Wow,
90%.
Good for you.
There's still a little bit more I need to do, but
what's the end gift for little guys this year? Because your son is the cutest thing. Does he have something that he's into? Because it always changes every single year.
It does, and it also changes every single day. Like, some days we are playing a lot more with blocks and building different things. A lot of times, like, he's really into Legos right now. He's really into those really tiny Legos, which, by the way, I went into the Lego store for the first time in my life on Friday. It gets real. Like, I had no idea it was such a hobby for adults, too. They have this wall in the back of the store.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a big adult thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, like, all these compartments of different colors sorted, but also different sizes. And I was overhearing people talking about their game plan of, like, well, we need a couple more F2 bricks and another 3CPO, or I don't know, like, not 3CPO, that's a character, but, like, a 3C, like, using codes of the types of bricks that they were. And I'm like, whoa. Like, I was so overwhelmed just trying to buy those big blocks, those big Lego blocks of, like, a Mater truck or whatever from the Disney movie Cars. But, yeah, like, Legos, and then Paw Patrol. We watched the Paw Patrol, now I can't remember the name, the superhero one, where the Paw Patrol characters turn into, like, superheroes. And he's really into that right now. So any toy that Nickelodeon or Disney wants to market his way of one
he's ready for
Paw Patrol related, he's like, I want that.
That's cute. Yeah, Paw Patrol's a big one. That's been one of the all-time, like, longevity-wise, it's been one of the, I think, most consistent, like, newer generation toys.
Mm-hmm.
Or brands, right?
I would think so. Mm-hmm. That one, Blue is always great. Blue's Clues, they keep reinventing Blue's Clues. And now the latest rendition is called Blue's Clues and You, which is really cool.
Who's Bluey, by the way? Is Bluey different than Blue?
Yes, yes. Bluey is a Disney Channel one. Blue is the one there where they like try to figure out clues and all this stuff.
Yeah, Bluey I remember Bluey's family of four. I just don't know Bluey.
Yeah, yeah. Bluey is a family of like four blue healers, and they just it's really a great show. They're Australian, and.
Oh, okay.
They, like, I get parenting advice from the show. It
from
really
Bluey.
Is. Yes, I really legitimately do. But here's the kicker about Cyber Monday. Would you believe me if I said it was only invented in 2005? It's
yes.
only been around since 2005.
Well, Jay, computers have only been around.
No, they've been around for longer than that.
We couldn't do Cyber Monday in 1980 on our big Apple machine that took up
well,
an
no.
entire bedroom. But like, I mean, not many people got used to online shopping. I mean, even with computers, like, there was really online shopping's pretty recent, and it's great, don't get me wrong. But, like, what year was Amazon created?
Oh, that's a good question. I have no idea.
I do
believe that Amazon was a little bit more recent, but just, I don't know, when I think about online, like, stores and having websites and stuff, I guess I was still really young when computers became
I know,
relevant,
I know.
That I still, you know, I take it back. I don't remember a time without computers, even though I know I was alive before computers were in every household.
How much, we can't be that far apart in age.
No, we're not.
Old.
We're
I'm like
not.
The mother. I'm like the grandmother of the program. You kids and your young computers. You're going to make me go off. Oh, my goodness.
Well, James, jump in on this because you're Gen
Z. Oh, he had no. I mean, he's never lived without a computer. James.
Yeah, like, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not a good example here. I only know computer life. All right.
No, but were you of the age where every household had the one family, like the one shared family computer, or were you already where like everybody had their own computers in their bedrooms, their own laptops?
See, here's the thing. I might have been spoiled because I know friends who had just the one family computer, but I had my own computer in my room and my dad had his work computer. So, I mean, I might have just been a spoiled brat.
No, see, I can identify with that because that's how my family was. We had our own computers, but I remember being in kindergarten, 5 years
old. Did you
ever
have dial-up?
We had
a computer. AOL?
I do remember dial-up. I do remember dial-up.
Okay.
In kindergarten, I was teaching the teacher how to use the computer.
Right.
And if somebody called you, it was like, nope, you have to wait. I'm online. Stay tuned after the hour.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's 23 after the hour. Doug is out. I'm Jay Kirshner. Jen Horn is with us. James Collins at the controls. Okay, so it was a weekend. Lots of news. One of the things, Tiffany Haddish had a DUI. Can we, for a moment before we go into this, ask the question why celebrities are still getting DUIs?
I know.
You have enough money and enough people around you.
I know. Mm-hmm. And look, if normal people can take an Uber home from a night out, how in the world can Tiffany Haddish not afford an Uber? And so then it has to be, and, you know, obviously I jest there because they can get full-time drivers if they really want to, but it has to be a control issue. It has to be that they either don't want anybody to see them in that state or they think they're not going to get in trouble. There has to be something there that's, like, built in.
Yeah. Well, and even if you think about not wanting to hire on a driver or have somebody you don't know, if you're a celebrity, there are enough hangers-on in your circle, no matter how tight you try to keep your circle or anything, there's always going to be somebody who will bend over backwards for you, I think, to an extent, that you could call and be like, hey, can you drive my drunk butt home? Like,
right.
It, thankfully, nobody was injured. Nobody was killed. She fell asleep at the wheel in an intersection. And this was like, what, 5:45 or something, local time? So in LA, that's a long night.
Or a long night,
that's a long night. Well, then she was already scheduled to perform at the Laugh Factory later Friday night, which she did. And she discussed the DUI. I mean, she's a comic. Of course she's going to. And she, somebody else, it was an audience member, I don't know if they were trying to heckle her or what, but they jumped in and were like, so what happened last night? And she's like, I don't know, you tell me. Which, you know, like, kudos to you, but also, don't, please.
Yeah.
there's never a reason. And she's going to be in court on December 4th.
Mm. Yeah, there's never a reason, that's for sure, especially when you have everything at your disposal.
Yes, and I think we've all been in a situation where we've been driving on the road and we've seen somebody who is clearly driving impaired. It is very scary.
Yeah.
John Travolta is actually reflecting on another scary experience he had while driving. It wasn't a vehicle, obviously, because he's John Travolta. We'll explain in a moment.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Travolta, a pilot who basically has a runway like in his front yard, doesn't he? Or no, he lives in that community. He lives in a community for like people who have their own planes.
I didn't know that.
I think so. I think it's somewhere in Florida that they're like the street. It's a little gated community, and they have their like shared runway or whatever. He was in London at the premiere of the Disney Plus short The Shepherd, which is a story about a Royal Air Force pilot who suffers a total electrical failure, and he discussed his issue that happened back in, what was it, like 92, mm-hmm. where he almost had a midair collision. He had two good engines, but total electrical failure, and was able to somehow safely get the plane into the Washington National Airport.
Gosh, that was a huge story. Like, I remember that. Mm-hmm. People said how, you know, he, like, really avoided death and blah, blah, blah. He had, yeah. I don't know. I don't know about becoming your own pilot. I think it's dangerous, but good for him.
Yeah, that's brave. And to, like, it get is. Back into a plane
Never
after still
well.
That, that's awesome. It's 27 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime, and here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them.
Doug Steffen here. Here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration says they're talking with negotiators in the Middle East in an effort to extend a 4-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Dave Collins reports.
Biden said the goal is to allow the release of more hostages. Speaking to reporters in Nantucket, Massachusetts, the president expressed relief over Sunday's release of 40-year-old Israeli-American Abigail Adan and other hostages.
Memorial services for First Lady Rosalynn Carter are set for today. She will lie in rest in the lobby of the Jimmy Carter's Presidential Library in Atlanta, Georgia, for public viewing. Rosalynn Carter's funeral will be held Wednesday in Plains, Georgia, where she'll be buried at the family residence. The wife of President Jimmy Carter passed away earlier this month at the age of 96. Thanks for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Jana Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
The hour on Doug Steffen's Christmas program. I mean, Good Day program. It's Christmas time. It's Hanukkah. It's Kwanzaa. It's all the things already right now through the rest of the year and probably for a few more days into the new year. Let's be real. That's how it goes.
We're just writing it off, right?
We are just writing it off. Jen Horn, Jay Kirshner, James Collins. Let's start off with a little bit of good news. This is the time of year where a lot of people are giving more and you get the Toys for Tots stuff and the acknowledgement that there are some families that are struggling and when the community comes together to help out. Well, look at Maui after the wildfires in Lahaina and western Maui and just complete destruction. And so, of course, there are a lot of families going without right now. There it was an elementary school completely destroyed beyond repair that has combined with another elementary school. Well, Walmart and Salvation Army have stepped up to donate tens of thousands of free toys and gifts to the students. They had a Christmas party. They decorated the gym. Walmart donated 35,000 toys. But wow. It's not just about the children. They're also acknowledging the staff who have already gone above and beyond for these students. And Walmart has also donated gift cards for them to use during the holidays to make purchases to kind of help out with their shopping for the people
That's
in their
awesome.
Lives.
Mm-hmm. That's really, really cool. You know, and it doesn't take much for a big company like Walmart to do that, but it is such a nice gesture, and that's the kind of publicity that you want. I mean, that makes me want to go to Walmart right now and buy something just to support them because they did something that supported the people that really needed it. So good for them.
Mm-hmm. I know, that's amazing. This is the time of year, too, where Walmart, I think Target, any grocery store has those, what are they, the giving trees or the angel trees?
Yeah, I love those.
You can grab a note card, basically, from the tree that's hanging like an ornament, and it's for a child that you can give them a gift, and it usually says like something that they're actually asking for, and it's a beautiful time to do that, especially with Giving Tuesday upon us. That
we do, at the radio station that I work with in LA, we do a partnership with the CHP, which is the California Highway Patrol, and they do their Chips for Kids program, and very similar to Toys for Tots. But what I really like about it is that law enforcement typically has interactions with people like on their worst day, right? You're getting pulled over because you're Tiffany Haddish, or you're in a bad situation, or maybe kids see the police come to their homes when their parents are fighting or something like that. You don't get to have those positive interactions. And what's great about the CHP's program is they collect all the toys. They even partner with groups like Caltrans that do all the road work that we all scream about when we have to drive on the freeways in California. But they partner with big companies and they get a ton of toys, and then they get to deliver them through, like, you know, NGOs, through nonprofits and churches, but they also can go individually and deliver bikes to people's homes and really help out the kids who need it. And it stays in the community, so it's not shipped all over the place wherever you donate. And I just think I love that idea because I think it brings a positive interaction with law enforcement. It helps kind of solidify their place in the community, and it also stays local so that it creates more of a sense of community. And I think it's a great time of year to think about those kind of programs that support that same mentality.
Yeah, that is fantastic. I love that. So that's a little bit of the good news, and we're, you know, gonna balance it out with some of the not so great news. Uh-oh. I guess four people.
Come on, we had Christmas going here.
I know. We're you know what? We're gonna play. What is it? Double Dutch or hot
something
hot
like
switch?
That?
No, whatever. But yeah, we're gonna go back and forth, hot and cold. But yeah, in North Carolina, just outside of Raleigh, four people were found dead at a homeless encampment due to a murder-suicide. The authorities responded after reports of gunshots, and they immediately knew that there was no apparent danger to the public. But yeah.
Wow.
It's just...
It depends on where you live. If you're lucky enough not to live in a place where there's just a lot of homeless people... God love you, but I live in Los Angeles, and it's on every street to various degrees. You know, some people live
in... It's
getting really bad. And it's some people live in, like, an RV that they've just parked on somebody's street. Other people have these huge encampments. And what happens with the encampments is it turns into these little, like, lawless communities. It doesn't surprise me that you've got people who are getting murdered there, because many of those people who are choosing to put themselves in that circumstance are not there because there aren't resources for them. It's because they're mentally ill and because they're drug addicted, and they're turning down the resources that are there when they're in a situation like that. And so... Of course, you know, there's going to be, if it's this little lawless sector where people don't want to have any rules, what's going to stop you from a murder? People aren't valuing life at that point. And it's really sad because those are the people who they're not going to work all that hard to try to find the people that actually did it, because they've fallen away from society. They don't have the families that are going to fight for them and the resources that are going to be put into them. I don't know. It's just a sad state.
It is. And it's what's kind of interesting is the dichotomy of homelessness, where some people, they fall on very hard times, whether it is addiction, a loss of job, for one reason or another. And then you have other people who choose that life. They prefer to live.
Or they've been offered resources, mm-hmm. but they have to give up something that's yes. creating problems for them, and they don't mm-hmm. want to do that. And that's,
yes.
that's really hard, no. because then how do you offer compassionate care to somebody who doesn't want it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then just the throes of addiction. It is so difficult. And we see awful. Stories like this a lot, year after year, of people who thought a family member was dead when they were living in a homeless community, and somehow, by the grace of God or some kind citizen who happened to help them with resources to find their family and reconnect, and they get help and they strive. And here it's like they wanted to be with their family. They just didn't think they had any family left.
Right.
For one reason or another.
Yep, there's a major fall off, and you know, especially when you're in the throes, I think, and you're denying the help, and then you lose the family, and it's just, oh gosh. And the sad thing is, it can happen to anybody, and it can happen really fast, because you have so mm-hmm. many, especially when it comes to drugs, people that they say, you know, fall into opioid addiction in the corner office, right? They can be going to work every day, and they have a back problem, and then the next thing you know, they're addicted to opioids, and maybe they're getting too expensive, or maybe their doctor doesn't want to write a big enough prescription. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing you know, you've got people in the so-called corner office who are using street drugs and getting themselves in a whole lot of trouble.
Exactly. Or PTSD that takes you. Yeah, it's for all kinds of reasons. We definitely need to discuss what happened over the weekend with Israel and Hamas and the third round of hostages released. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say good news in the sense of the story, because it's so traumatizing, everything involved, but this is good news that there are people being released. People are making their way home. A 4-year-old girl who was 3 when she was taken celebrated her 4th birthday as a Hamas hostage has been released. There was another girl who, I believe she just turned 9. She, the 4-year-old American Israeli girl. There was an Irish Israeli girl who turned 9. She was released. There were a bunch of teenagers. I think there were 39 different people. Well, 39 Palestinian prisoners and detainees. Who were teenagers, including a 14-year-old. There were people released just from both sides and making their way home. Why are teenagers? Why was a 3-year-old taken? And the 3-year-old who is released, which is great news. Unfortunately, the sad reality of it is she's released as an orphan because her parents were killed.
I know. I read the story. Somebody's family was going to take her in or something like that. But your whole world is changed. And you ask about the kids, because I wondered about that too, because we heard the story about babies being put into ovens, and we heard the story mm-hmm. about being mutilated and all of these things, and you think, why babies? Well, apparently they think that these are just future fighters, and so they look at babies and children no different than they look at a full-grown adult. And I don't know, it really does test. It tests me. It tests my heart and my stomach, because I mm-hmm. see how many people have just glommed on to trying to conflate Palestine and the Palestinian people and Hamas. And I don't know how anybody can be supportive of a group that doesn't value children. There was a story of this little boy who was turning 4, and it was his birthday, and he could have been released, and they chose to keep him. How in the world do you support a group like this? And you know, even with the delays in releasing the hostages and really trying to assert the fact that they're still the ones in power, I'm glad the hostages that got out are out. But I am really sad that we had to give these people anything mm-hmm. to get them, because they don't deserve it. And this is an evil that needs to be taken out, unfortunately. And it's sad that all the innocent people are going to be caught up in it. But that's what they want. That's how they want it.
Exactly. That's one of those things. I keep thinking about the innocent across the board, whether it's in Israel or Palestine. And the Palestinians are not Hamas in terms of the Hamas, the terrorist group. That's just pure evil on this earth. No regard for human life at all. The only reason they need other human life is as human shields.
Yep.
Or pawns. That's it. It's just part of the game. Where you had these innocent civilians, these mothers in the hospitals who were dealing with even just children and wondering, do I need to leave so I can save myself while my child dies here? Do I stay and risk dying with my child? And for any parent to have to think that no matter where they are from or who they are or their heritage, it's astounding. And the rise of hate amongst everyone. everything. There's always been and continues to be so many hate crimes on race and LGBTQIA, anti-Semitism is up significantly. Islamophobia is up significantly. I understand the concept if somebody doesn't like someone for a stupid reason. I cannot grasp the thought of wanting to end their lives or even just make their lives miserable. Like in the sense of as simple as a bullying tactic, let alone killing other people just because of it.
Just move on.
Yeah, the three men who died at the, what was it, University of Vermont while they were walking, the three Palestinian men who were killed in a hate crime, there is no need for it. What happened to, I don't even want to say agree to disagree because that's stupid, and that's like stop hating people for such ridiculous reasons, but just the
but
whole, like,
you can, you know, if you want to be filled with hatred, that's your choice, but you don't have to kill people for it. That's what I don't understand. If you want to be a hate-filled person, which I don't think is a great way to live no matter what, but if that's what you want, great, be a hate-filled person. But why do you have to kill everyone around you to make yourself feel better? It's just so it's so wild. And then if that's the case, who raised you and what were their intentions?
I always think about that because people are not born with hatred in their heart. It is learned, 100% learned, and it is just, my goodness. And I think that we had a private conversation about this on Friday, but there is a, our friend Victoria was talking about how a lot of these quote-unquote COVID babies are, they're finding that the brain is working a little bit differently in the sense of maybe some of them were slower to talk. I know my son was. But when it comes to empathy and mental health intelligence and all of that stuff, and I think a lot of that is because you don't have the outside voices of other opinions and the extended family members who kind of say these off-the-cuff racist comments. You don't have that. Or, you know, the manipulation and the guilt tripping. You didn't have that during the shutdown of COVID. It's 48 after the hour.
Controlled.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Mess Select program raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Mess Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft, Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's 53 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back before we know it. Time for Food Farm Family News, a.k.a. food, because let's be honest, we talk more about food. Although, hey, your family eats food. The great food comes from farms. All right, so what kind of food news can we get into today? Today is National Nachos Day. Ooh, nachos are so good. Back in 1954, the St. Anne's Cookbook published Anaya's original recipe for nachos. In 1959, there was an L.A. waitress named Carmen Rocha who brought the dish to the Southern California's El Cholo restaurant in 1978. Monday Night Nachos. Famed sportscaster Howard Cosell turns an entire nation onto the new snack during a game between the then Baltimore Colts and the Dallas Cowboys. And in 2019, the Houston Astros tribute walk-off nachos on the menu at Minute Maid Park to the second baseman, Jose Altuve's walk-off home run. I think I said his name wrong. I'm not too familiar with him. I apologize. Anyway, nachos are awesome. Like, super great because you can eat them with a fork. You can just use your fingers and it is all good. In other food news, of course, we have to go over a recall. Now, following consumer complaints, Tyson Foods is recalling nearly 30,000 pounds of fully cooked breaded shaped chicken patty products. These are the chicken nugs that are kind of shaped like dinosaurs. The frozen dinosaur shapes, the fun nuggets, they are being recalled because of complaints of metal pieces in the products. Now, this specific product was shipped to distributors in Alabama, California, Illinois, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, and Wisconsin for further distribution at the retail level. So these are basically everywhere. If you have these Tyson Dino Nuggets, the Fun Nuggets, take them back to the store, get your money back. Nobody wants to be choking on metal pieces from dinosaur-shaped nuggets. Or in general, let's be real. Let's see, what else can we get into? Oh, Thanksgiving is coming up, and of course, DiGiorno's wants to get in on the action with their Thanksgiving pizza that is topped with all of the quote-unquote flavors of Thanksgiving. Now, of course, Thanksgiving may still be weeks away, but if you don't want to wait, you want to get those flavors in, and you like pizza, maybe you want to try this Thanksgiving pizza? DiGiorno is giving people a chance to gobble up a unique take on the holiday's most iconic dishes in one oven-ready pie. No season. Stirring or long hours in the kitchen required. Okay, here's how you can get all of the flavors of a Thanksgiving meal in one bite. Now, the Thanksgiving favorites in one bite include turkey, gravy, diced sweet potatoes, green beans, cranberries, mozzarella and cheddar cheeses, and a crispy onion on a thick Detroit-style crust. Well, yeah, I feel like this would have to be deep dish to hold all of those toppings. I'm not sure all of these toppings go together in one bite, but maybe they do. I guess a lot of people do use their Thanksgiving leftovers and make sandwiches with like a scoop of everything in it. So maybe this could be good. DiGiorno will be releasing a limited number of these Thanksgiving pizzas available exclusively online for only $11.23. Which is a nod to the date of this year's Thanksgiving on November 23rd. Here's how it works every Wednesday, which has already started last week, up until Wednesday, November 22nd. You can visit the DiGiorno's website and order your pizza. Now, this is only happening, of course, while supplies last because they did do a limited number. I feel like this could be really good if you do a Friendsgiving kind of situation. This could be cool to have at your party. If you are a Starbucks fan, then you already know the Starbucks holiday cups are back. All those fun red cups floating around. Another Starbucks news, they recently revealed in a presentation last week that they are planning to do, well, they're actually in their latest stages to plan to drive growth to the company involving basically a global takeover. We already know that here in America, they are basically on every street. I mean, you can throw a baseball from one Starbucks location to the next Starbucks location because they are just that prominent around here. But they're leaving their global footprint and saving $3 billion in cost over the next 3 years. The company is expanding to 35,000 locations outside of North America by 2030. Check out more Food Farm Family news and see what you missed in the Food Farm Family podcast and the blog, both found on foodfarmfamily.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.